just occurred to me, you might never hear that again. Australia, we're no longer an analogue nation. We're just ones and zeros. Bits. We've gone digital. Earlier today, the very last analogue television signals were switched off. Now, I know it might have been switched off in your area a bit earlier, but now the whole country, it's gone. It's been happening gradually around the country. The last bits of the country to switch off were Melbourne and parts of remote central and eastern Australia, and they were switched off today. So Melbourne to be the last. It's just so hipster. Anyway, a whole team of people has been on board to get Australia ready. And I'm joined now by Noah Pleshett, who's a digital switchover liaison officer for the Northern Territory. Noah, thank you very much for joining us. He joins us from Alice Springs. I didn't know there were liaison officers for this. How big's the job been?
Well, you know, it's a big territory up here. We've been covering, you know, a large area from just south of Darwin through to Alice. You know, as you know, a lot of towns in the territory with a pretty small population.
Yeah,
so we've been trying to get out and about and catch up with as many people as we can.
A lot of remote towns. I mean, what do? You go out to them and actually give them what they need to switch over, or are you giving them information? Like, what did you actually do?
Well, what we've been doing is, like, for example, we went to all the country shows in the territory. We had stalls at those shows, and that gave people the opportunity to come and ask us any questions they might have had about what they need to do, you know, whether it be just put a set-top box on top of your older TV or, you know, maybe you're thinking about something newer. In some of the more remote areas where they had an analogue service that was being switched off and not converted to digital, they moved over to the viewer access satellite television. And, you know, that there were some government schemes available to help with that. So, you know, we were giving people information that they needed, whether it be in the larger towns or out in the remoter areas, to get ready for digital TV.
And how'd they react, knowing that this analogue switch-off was going to happen? We've been threatened for ages. Finally, it's here. Were people really welcoming of the new digital world that they were going to enter, or were they a bit nostalgic about it?
Well, you know, there's always room for nostalgia, but generally speaking, you know, most of the people we were talking to for a start had already switched to digital TV. All that's happened today is the analogues switched off. I think people are pretty happy with the range of content they're getting, better picture and sound quality. Yeah, we're hearing good stories, and you know, that's fair. I mean, if you've only got four channels and you're going to get 17. Can understand why people are happy about that.
Right. Now, take me through that. See, I didn't realise that that viewing was so restricted in some remote parts of the country as far as content was concerned.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we went to places, one place, you know, places like Timber Creek over near the West Australia border, up in the Victoria River area. There might have been two channels there and, you know, pretty snowy. So, you know, being able to get free-to-air TV, the same service you can get in the cities, via satellite, it's a pretty big improvement. And that was provided through the satellite subsidy scheme, which basically helped people transition over to viewer access satellite television.
So we're going to see a huge obesity explosion now in these parts of the country as everyone starts to sit down and watch the telly?
Oh, I don't think in the scheme of things this is going to make all that much difference to that. Obviously, people have got to get out and about still, and hopefully, you know, they'll still be doing that.
Yeah, well, let's hope so. Now, so the Central and Eastern Australia switchover region is a massive region. I understand 87% of households across the region were receiving digital-only free-to-air TV ahead of the switchover. So the 13% that are left...
Yeah.
What's going to happen to them?
Well, that was back in September.
Right.
Probably, you know, another 10% have switched over since then. You know, I mean, you got to think about the huge scale of it in terms of space. A lot of places, for example, in the remote Indigenous communities, had already switched over to the satellite service, and that process has been rolled out, you know, over quite some time. Now, there may be people who, even in larger towns, who haven't had the chance yet to switch over, but, you know, they're still able to call the digital ready info line, and that's 1-800 2010-13 and get assistance with switching over. They can also visit the digitalready.gov.au website, and there's heaps of information there about, you know, how they can get ready even at this late stage.
What happens to your job now?
My job?
Yeah.
Well, you know, all good things come to an end. It's been a privilege, and you know, especially to get out into some of these remote places, you know, the dusty interior. It's been a real privilege.
Well, send in your CV, Noah. I've got absolutely no power to help you. I can't promise anything at all, but you know, you've done a service for the country, so I'm sure someone will want to pick you.
Well, thanks very much, Willie.
No worries. Good to talk. That's Noah Pleshett, Digital Switchover Liaison Officer for the Northern Territory. Imagine that job. Amazing.